Starbucks. Find MVP's Bonus Day savings from July 11th to the 22nd in-store and online. Exclusively at Lowe's. Exclusively for pros. MVP's Pro Rewards Program subject to program terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change.
Vaping companies say their products are safe, but with every vape, you breathe in chemicals that hurt your lungs and heart. Vape juice comes in a variety of flavors, including candy, bubble gum, and children's cereals. These flavors may be safe for consumption, but not safe for inhalation. Researchers at Johns Hopkins found that vaping aerosols contain levels of nicotine, caffeine, and other additives and substances not disclosed by manufacturers. This message is brought to you by Healthier Lyon County.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 845, partly cloudy, 79 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us at 845, Lyon County Fair Board member Ken Duft, which means big night at the Lyon County Fair and a big period for the fair, really.
Yeah, it is game on. It's showtime. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Oh, excellent, excellent. We're ready to go.
Well, you should be.
The fair is here.
The fair is here, and the fair is here in full force starting tonight, right?
That's right. Animals are arriving as we speak. Some are already in place. They'll all be here by tonight. By 6:30, you'll be able to cruise the livestock barn, see all the animals. Ride the carnival. It opens at 6, $25 wristbands every night, 6 to 10, out on the Midway.
Can't beat that, and I know you've got some serious 4-H judging, too, in the Anderson building today, right?
The open class is entering as we speak, so if you got open class, I think you got till 9 o'clock to get that in, 9 or 9:30, I can't remember. But get that entered, and it's upon us. The fair's here. We're ready to go. This is it. The one time a year, come out to the Lyon County Fair.
And the Anderson Building will open to the public, I think, tomorrow morning, right, Ken?
Correct, at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So,
Ken, let's go through the...
I was looking at my schedule here. I believe it is 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ken. You've got it.
I was actually going to ask you here kind of what the grandstand schedule is because, you know, you mentioned here that the fair is here in full force, and a lot of people really look at the grandstand schedule for getting to that point. So let's talk about what's coming up over the next week and a half on the grandstand side of things.
All right. Saturday, August the 6th, Ranch Radio, 7 p.m. That's a fun time. Sunday, August the 7th, that's up at the show arena, the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull, sponsored by Farm Bureau. Enter your kids. They can compete. If they win, I believe they go to the state fair. That's always exciting.
Yeah.
Monday, August the 8th, is our 4-H premium sale. If you can't attend it in person, we have it on DV Auctions, and you can bid that way. We invite everybody, help the kids out, you know, sponsor them by buying their animal. They put a lot of money and hard work into them. Tuesday, August the 9th at 7:30 is the mutton busting. We already had the sign up for that. So if you're, there'll be a lot of kids riding the mutton busting. At 8 o'clock is the buck rumbling, roll bull riding, and bullfighting.
Indeed.
Come out. Man, that's a good time, too. You want to see something, come out Monday or Tuesday night, August the 9th. Wednesday, August the 10th is a 4-H rodeo. Now, that's a free gate. Come out and watch the 4-Hers compete. It's a good time. Thursday, August 11th, the antique tractor pull. That's another free gate. And then the Pee Wee Rodeo is going on. It's free to watch up at the show barn at 7 p.m. also on Thursday, August the 11th. That's the little kids that can't be in or in 4-H, and they're competing on horseback up there. Friday, August the 12th, 7 p.m., the NK Puller Association comes back to town for the truck and tractor pull. Watch the black smoke roll. Come on out. And then Saturday, August the 13th, 7 p.m., to finalize our fair this year, the ever-smashing, bashing, crashing demo derby is back in the arena for one last night.
There's your lineup.
That is
right
a
there.
Thick lineup.
That is. Don't miss it. It's fun for all. Come out, enjoy, walk around, enjoy the sights, ride some rides. See your show.
And the livestock shows really begin in earnest starting tomorrow, as we'll have a live video streaming of the 4-H Beef Show tomorrow morning at 8:30. And then the Bucket Calf Show tomorrow evening at 5:30. We'll be out there for the Sheep Show and Goat Show Saturday morning at 8:30. And then the Swine Show Sunday morning at 8:30. So it will be a busy time out the fairgrounds, won't it, Ken?
It will. We do appreciate you guys videoing those and putting those online for us. That helps for the people that can't come out and watch their grandkids or maybe live in another town.
Yeah.
And so they get to watch their grandkids or their kids compete if they have to work. Don't tell anybody they're watching that while they're at work. But, you know, so it is, we thank you for doing that. We also thank all of our sponsors. We couldn't do it without all of us joining together.
Tell us about the Boyer Building and the commercial booths. People have a chance to win some stuff out there, don't they?
Well, yeah, we're giving away drawings every day that the Boyer Building's open. You just go in. You got to be 18 years or older to register for the drawing. You got to visit each booth out there and get them to mark off the card, and then you can put it in the box and register. So just come on out, check out each booth. You can come out every night and check out each booth.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you register every night. We're giving those drawings away every night that they're open.
Yeah, and that's a $75 chamber gift certificate, I think, every
Ooh,
night.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good deal. Well, Ken, what's the rest of your day looking like here between now and the official launch of the fair? How busy are you going to be specifically?
Well, like normal years, whatever needs to be done, if I'm, you can catch me. We can get it done. So, you know, make sure the power's working. Make sure all the water's running, you know, helping the kids out, you know, if they need help getting them unloaded or getting them to the wash rack, you know. And then we got weigh in tonight, so we'll be down there by the scales helping the kids weigh everything in. So it's just whatever needs to be done.
Whatever needs to be done. Once again,
yeah,
Ken.
I don't know if I'll do it correctly, but I'll sure try.
Awesome. Well, once again, Ken, give us the invite here for not only today, but for the rest of the fair.
Oh, come out. We've got something for everybody. It's a community effort. We need you to come out and enjoy the fair. This is what we do. We put it on for you guys, the kids. So it's a fun for all. There's something for everybody out on the fairgrounds. We want to see you out there.
All right, the carnival opens tonight at the fairgrounds. Thanks. Wristband night every night. $25, unlimited rides going from 6 until 10. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you
later. Have a great day.
All right, Ken Duft of the Lyon County Fair Board. Yeah, excited about the fair.
Should be.
Yeah, it is here.
Can't wait. Don't forget, too, Taken Trahoon, 5 to 7 with that broadcast highlighting the start of the carnival and the official opening of the fair that is tonight.
Off we go. 8:53, 79 degrees. Good morning.
Circle August the 12th on your calendar for the ESU Athletic Kickoff Bash to be held in Webb Lecture Hall in